This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about an event that's coming up real soon that you're going to want to get tickets for. But first, let's welcome our guest into the program here. We have Annette Stone, who is the event coordinator for the Adrian Armory Event Center. Yeah, Annette, always good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having us here today, Dale.
Also, we have Sheila Blair, who is also part of the event coming up. Sheila, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course, this is the Taste of Lenawee, a community event. So, Annette, when is this going to be happening, when and where?
It's going to be at the Adrian Armory. It's September 19th, which is a Friday evening. It's the Friday before our Delicious. It's from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., so it's a great way to start your weekend.
Absolutely, yeah. And this is going to be really a nice way to be able to find out what a lot of people offer here in Lenawee County, Annette.
It is. We're going to be featuring local restaurants and tastes and samples from them, as well as food vendors that have came out of the Adrian Armory Makerspace Kitchen. So it's a great way to be able to sample everything that everyone has to offer. And when we say sample, it's not just a sample. It's like a meal-sized portion. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're not going to go away hungry, that's for sure, right?
You definitely are not.
Well, let's talk about some of those that are going to be that I have signed up so far, Annette.
Sure. We have Brenda's Little Taste of Texas, Downtown Dempsey's, The Buzz Cafe, Natalie's Love at First Bite, Stone's Catering, Just in Time Catering, Ms. Tula's Soul Food, Old Dog Sauce and Spice, BOR Meats, Mandy's Makes and Bakes, Nourish Eatery and Juicery, MC Bartending, Epicake Delights, and Kim's Confections.
Wow. That's a great selection right there, Annette.
It is a great selection. You know, like I said, there are some of these vendors that have came out of our Launch Lenawee program.
Yeah.
Some of them that use our Adrian Armory Makerspace Kitchen. So it's great for them to be able to showcase what they do, what they're, you know, capable of. You know, it gives you a great opportunity to try everything that there is to offer.
And this is a great way that Sheila will be able to go and support these local vendors, right?
Absolutely. These are people that are starting their business. Half of them have come out of the Launch Lenawee program that we offer to help small businesses get started, and they're trying to make their way into a successful, you know, position in the community. And so this is a great opportunity for the community to come together and support them and taste what they have to offer and possibly use them for a future event.
Because the more that we can tap into our local vendors, our local people who are trying to do this as a business, can create more jobs too, right, Annette?
Correct. I mean, it's just great for everyone all around.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, the only fundraiser for the Armory. And the Armory is a nonprofit, and the mission is to support small business through our Launch Lenawee programs and also through the Adrian Armory Makerspace Kitchen. So we have sponsorship opportunities available if you're interested in that. You know, all of our information can be found on our Armory, Adrian Armory website, as well as tickets. You know, you can find tickets that way. You can find them through Facebook or Eventbrite, all three of those avenues.
Okay, a couple of more things we'll want to talk about the event. But Sheila, since Annette mentioned it about what the money is going to be going and what it will be used for then.
Sure. So as she said, the Armory is a nonprofit organization, and many people don't realize that when you book an event at the Armory, any revenue that's created from that event goes directly into helping small businesses and supporting small businesses in the community. And we have programs like the LEAP program, which stands for Launch Lenawee Entrepreneurial Action Program. It takes potential entrepreneur with a business idea from, hey, I have a business idea, all the way to launching their business. And we also have other programs too. People who've been in business for, you know, decades. We have a business owner education series that we do, which is anything from QuickBooks training, marketing, AI. We have some AI trainings coming up. And then we also have things like Ask the Expert series, where we pull together experts in the community and pull businesses together and say, hey, here are, you know, these experts in our own community. Please, you know, reach out to them, ask them your questions, get your answers. So we're all about supporting local businesses, and we know that local small business is the lifeblood of the community.
Absolutely. And, you know, supporting these local vendors and these local entrepreneurs makes a stronger community. Plus, being successful, that probably means that they'll need more people to work for them, which creates more jobs, right, Sheila?
100%. And we've seen it happen.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is a win-win situation, Annette.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
You know, not just you're coming to have a great night out. You know, there's so many facets to it. There's the great food. There's an open bar that's part of your ticket price. We have Above Pete's Garage is going to be there for entertainment. And new this year, the Armory is giving out awards to local small business. The criteria for these were 10 years or more in business with 2 to 12 employees, providing exemplary products or service to the Lenawee community for a decade or more. Because these small businesses are considered the backbone of our local economy and are rarely recognized.
Yeah.
This year, they're going to recognize A-Drain Plumbing, the Grasshopper El Chaps Restaurant, Sphere Contracting, Gray Fox Floral, and Haddon Tire.
Some great businesses to be able to acknowledge, right, Sheila?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is going to be a nice thing for them as well. But knowing that, you know, so many of the vendors you're going to be having at the Taste of Lenawee comes right from the workings right there, the Adrian Armory, too, I think is such a bonus and it's such a good thing. And it's like we're keeping this local, but instilling the hope that these local entrepreneurs will be able to grow and, as I mentioned before, to add employees, to create more jobs and better our economy.
Absolutely.
All the way around.
Yes.
Yeah.
And possibly inspire other aspiring entrepreneurs.
Inspiring, yes.
To maybe be a part of our program.
Yeah.
You know, and open a business in the future and be mentors for those people.
Yeah. Who knows? An idea might be sparked here at the Taste of Lenawee, right?
Correct.
The opportunities are endless.
Yeah, that's for sure. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $60. And again, you can find them on our Facebook page, Eventbrite, or our website.
Okay. Now, dress for this, coming to the Taste of Lenawee?
You can dress up. You can become casual. It's just a fun night out.
Just to come out and have some fun, enjoy some great food.
Great food, entertainment, and cocktails.
Yeah. Anything else, Sheila, about the event that we haven't mentioned so far?
Just that, you know, in addition to the programs that we offer, the Adrian Armory also supports small businesses in that they have incubation space within the Armory, such as, you know, you're not ready for your own storefront or, you know, to purchase a bricks and mortar, but you can start off within the Armory because we have office space in there that we want to provide to, you know, business owners, small business owners that are just getting their start at a, you know, mostly discounted rate. We have got storage space in there. Again, we offer the Makerspace Kitchen where food vendors, food makers can get their start and hone their recipes in our Makerspace Kitchen. And we do this through the nonprofit, which is the Adrian Armory. So.
Yeah. I've seen the kitchen. It's amazing.
It's great.
To be able to have something like that here in Lenawee County.
We're so
just,
lucky.
Yeah, exactly. I totally agree. So once again, Annette, this is going to be when and where?
September 19th at the Adrian Armory from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Get your tickets.
Get your tickets, yes. And again, let's mention how they can get their tickets once again.
You can get them through Eventbrite, our Facebook page, or through our website.
Absolutely. You know, not only are you finding out about the local vendors and getting a great idea of some of the food that they prepare and having a great meal coming out of this, but, you know, you'll probably see a lot of people that you'll know, and it'll be a good night out and a good social night out as well. So.
And celebrating four local businesses.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Again, win-win situation. Absolutely. I want to thank you so much for being on the program and telling us more about this. And do hope that people will start getting their tickets right away because you don't want to wait the last minute to get
the
tickets.
That's right. They're selling fast. That's for sure.
Yeah. So you want to make sure you get yours. So Annette Stone, the event coordinator at the Adrian Armory Event Center, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dale.
As well as Sheila Blair, thank you for being on the program as well. Always good to have you on the show.
Thank you so much, Dale.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Lukartner, and we'll talk again soon.